hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Tom Reed, who supports Radio Liberty. And we're going to be talking to him about creating new means of dealing with data. Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
We're doing very good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Why don't you tell our listeners about yourself and about what you do and what you and your work can actually offer people who have businesses? Because, of course, increasingly, we are dependent upon computers for the world we live in. So what do you do and how can you help people out there who have small and intermediate-sized businesses to be more efficient?
Well, as a software developer, I help people use the computers to get the best software that they can for their business. A computer without software is kind of like a jukebox without records. And so, in order to hear that sweet music, you need to have something to play on your computer. And so that's where I come in. People need something that's special or unusual that you can't just go down to the store and buy, I create what it is that they need.
Why couldn't they just simply go to the store? Is that different businesses have different requirements? Why would they get somebody who could write software rather than just get it off the shelf?
Well, multiple reasons. The first would be that a lot of the businesses that I work with are doing something new, something unusual, something that's a very small niche market. And you can't go, nobody's made a package that fits that business. So what I do is spend some time and discuss the business and how it works, what they do, look at the paperwork flow through the business, and then come up with a design for a piece of software that would help them manage their business.
All right, fine. So basically, you make businesses work more efficiently, and of course, with working more efficiently, that has a great deal to do with the profit for the business. Would that be a fair appraisal?
That would be a fair appraisal, yeah. And then the other part of the question that you asked would be, there are standard packages that you can buy to run your business, but what happens when you buy one of those packages is the publisher wants to build one piece of software that does everything for everybody. And it can be a very large and cumbersome to use a package that's designed for your business. And by doing a custom piece of software, and by the way, I don't just do software too. I also do websites and web applications. I hear the music, so.
No, go right ahead. I'll tell you about when to cut off. Just go right ahead.
Okay. In a large package, there's a lot there that can get in the way, and it may not work the way your business works. So I can take packages and customize them and do add-ons to build new features into it to make it work the way it needs to work for you.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there across America. You're listening to our conversation. You have a question or comment. Because actually, whether you like computers or not, they're here to stay. And you need to know how to use them and use them in your business.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Tom Reed. And Tom, how can people get in touch with you if they need at least to talk to you? They can certainly talk to you and just get an idea what you can offer them. And you've been at this for a good long while, haven't you?
Yes, I have. We've been doing this since 1988.
It's about 25 years then.
Quite some time, yeah. And you know, part of what having done this for so long, part of what that brings to the table, I don't know if you are aware of it, but there's a whole lot of hype in the computer industry, and there's a lot of new things that come in, and boy, that's the hot thing, and everybody's got to have it. And then it turns out that, well, maybe it really wasn't so hot. And having been in the business as long as I have, I have a sense of perspective, and I'm usually pretty good about detecting what Python's going to work and what really isn't going to work. So that's one of the things I bring to the table with having, you know, been in the business so long.
Okay, now how can people get in touch with you?
I can be reached at area code 707-431-0883. Again, 707-431-0883. And I also have a website, and that address is programmertom.com.
Programmertom.com. Now, basically, do you build websites as well as writing the programs?
I do some websites. Mostly what I do on websites, the core focus of my business is databases. And so there is databases used behind websites and behind computer programs. And so that's the kind of the the core of what I do. And so I'll do applications that run on the web, which will have forms and things that people might fill out and return information, those kinds of things.
Okay, fine. So basically, Chris, there's so much really to the computers today that those of us who are older really can't understand, but I'm sure the younger people can understand it far better. But certainly this has just transformed the world in which we live. Do you find that more and more people really are looking to computers and using computers and using these various programs that you put together?
Oh, yes. There's a whole lot more use of the computers, and a lot of business today wouldn't even be feasible without using a computer to run it, particularly as the IRS demands more and more reporting and those sorts of things. So it's a necessary tool that we all have to master and need to get the most out of.
Okay.
Not only to get the most out of, but some of the things you can accomplish with computers you just couldn't do. You couldn't do manually. Things can be so complicated. And you hire somebody like me and you put all that knowledge about your business into a piece of software, and then you can hire less skilled people, or the people that you have can do more complicated work, and you get a lot more productivity out of your employees.
All right. Well, if you have a question or a comment for Tom, but certainly I think we should all certainly try to know as much about computers as we can, whether we like them or not, we're stuck with them. Oh, our telephone number here at the studio is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And basically, then, would you give us a few examples of how you're able to actually make businesses work or help businesses work more efficiently and profitably? Could you perhaps give us some examples?
Sure, I can. Well, one of the businesses that I did quite a bit of work for, and when I say did, I typically, in my flow of my relationship with people, is I'm a good consultant, which is technically what I do. I'm a computer consultant. And a good consultant will work himself out of a job. So that's my goal, is I'm not becoming your employee or permanent part of your staff. I come in, I do the job, I develop what needs to be done, and then I move on to other things. So one of the clients that I've done work for in the past was a language translation company, and they had a form-based system, and it was very cumbersome, and they serviced a very small area here in Northern California. And when I got involved, they had, I think it was like 25 different translators, and they would go out and book engagements for those translators. And if they had a customer that needed something, they would try and find somebody who met with a matched set of skills. Well, what I did for them was to develop a database that had all the information about all the different language translators that they had available, what languages they spoke, what times of day they were willing to work, where they were willing to travel, any special certifications they had for the medical or the legal industry. And when somebody would then call to hire a language translator, well, they would just type the information that the customer gave them into the computer, and that would give them a list of language translators that were available and willing to travel to that location with the necessary skills. So that's something that's an example of something that's very complicated. And if you have one person in a small organization, they may be able to all that information in your head, but it's just, if you try and grow it, it doesn't really work, because not everybody wants to get to a certain number of translators. Well, everybody doesn't know them, and all those sorts of things.
Okay, so, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, Tom Reed. Thy telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Jay calling in from SoCal. Hi, Jay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. I was wondering about your guess good answer. I'm writing a book right now. It's actually like a novel of 71 books. You know, seven books in each story, and it was seven books in each thing. And then there's nine of those. So it's 71 books altogether. And like, my question you guess is, I got this language problem because everyone of the book has a different language of people that speak languages. So, I get your guest number off the air. I mean, when he gives it. But like, my question to him is, like, what do I got to do to get a website set up? Do you help do that kind of stuff?
Okay, let me restate what I heard and see if I heard you correctly. You have 71 different books that you're publishing, and they need to be done in different languages. And you would maybe like to sell them or give access to those books over a website?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. We're talking about that kind of stuff, right? Because all of them are in different languages. But for different languages, you know, like in each story, there's different people that, you know, in different countries, in other words. You know, 71 different stories. It's like a short story. There's 71 of them.
Okay, fine. And basically, are they all in different languages, or is each story in a number of different languages?
So each story is in English.
Each story is in English.
Right. But okay. There's people that talk in different languages, you know, like one story might take place in someplace in Africa, you know? It's short stories. They're very short, but they're, you know.
But basically, then you would you want to get them translated into other languages? Is that it, or what?
Well, I mean, that's the whole book, but just like, you know, different parts of it. My concern right now is how that's going to be, does like websites and stuff like that.
You do websites, or perhaps, I think the best thing that might be, Jay, if you went ahead and just call Tom, and he could explain to you exactly what he would have to offer. Tom, why don't you get your telephone number out again there, and Jay can give you a call and at least chat with you and see what you might be able to do. What's your number again?
Sure. My number is area code 707-431-0883.
One more time.
707-431-0883.
Jay, why don't you give him a call, and I'm sure there's no charge just to call and talk to him and see what he could do and see some way that he would be able to help you. But I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. Now, are these Christian stories? Are these just plain stories? And basically, of course, how would people even know about them? Would they go to your website and find them, or what?
I don't have a website, sir. I'm writing right now. And what's amazing about this whole thing is I have created this entire world. And because I'm a Christian, I can see how, you know, like, God made everything. He made everything in his mind first. And he knew we were going to talk together right now in his mind. And he made this entire world. And I've created a world like that myself. And I've been trying to do it. I realize now, I've been going through these stories, I'm writing all of them at the same time. You know, all my friends tell me I'm kind of crazy. I just thought of one story. I want to do them all.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you just give Tom a call and see what he can do to help you. But God bless, and
yes,
hear what you're doing, and you're absolutely right. God does rule in the affairs of men.
It's amazing, sir. God bless.
Thanks so very much. Okay, fine. But God does rule in the affairs of men and does certainly guide our lives, at least if you turn your life over to him. If you don't, why, you're going to have an awful lot of mess of it. But I see. And certainly, here I am, 84 years old, doing 5 hours of talk radio a day. And I believe that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'll do it as long as God directs me to and allows me to be able to at least converse halfway intelligently. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two. My guest is Tom Reed. And, of course, programmer Tom. Is that net?
.com.
Be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Tom Reed. And Tom had listened to our program, because he's listened to it for some time. And he just called me and said he'd been doing the data, mining data processing for 25 years, going back to 1988. And he just thought he'd try advertising and seeing whether or not this would be beneficial for him. And so he's advertising with us, and we run an ad for him. And we're going to have him on for half an hour this evening. First half hour, second half of the program, we're going to have open lines. But if you have a question or comment for Tom or comment, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is something that people with small businesses and intermediate-sized businesses would benefit from, because certainly a program can be specifically tailored your business. And basically, of course, the whole idea of the computer is to make things run much more efficiently. Now, basically, of course, there's so many changes coming all the time, Tom. I notice when I call the airlines, I'm going to be giving a talk back at the Pikes Peak Conference, going to be at the end of July, but they're in Colorado Springs. And certainly I called several of the major airlines to make my reservations, decide where we were going. I noticed they all using exactly the same computer software when you first called in. They don't let you talk to a human being. They got a mechanical voice there that sounds very... But, you know, both American and Southwest were using exactly the same programs. So basically, go ahead. What are your thoughts? Certainly, it seems that increasingly, why, of course, they don't let you talk to a person for a good while until they know a great deal about you. And does this really facilitate their business? Does this facilitate their gathering information and getting the job done?
Well, that's interesting that you brought that up. Because in this discussion, we were talking about what I've done for the language translation company. We eventually developed it to the point where there was a system that I built, and that's called an IP-PBX. PBX is an old-fashioned phone system, and the IP ones are all run over the Internet Protocol. And we, using the computers, got this company up to the point where the translators would be in their home offices with a program running on their computer. And when somebody would dial into the phone system, just like the airline took you through the whole process of booking your ticket and that sort of thing, well, the system that I built, you would log in, give your customer number, tell it what kind of a language translator you'd like to have, and then you would set up a conference call between you, the language translator, and the other person that was speaking the foreign language. And all built that in, all automatic on the phone system, and nobody had to travel anywhere. So we took it from, you know, an old-fashioned paperwork system all the way on up to an all completely automated phone system with automated billing and the whole nine yards.
Well, it certainly is amazing how the computer can just transform the whole way a business works. Well, once again, let's get your telephone number out, and certainly your website, so people will be able to get in touch with you if they have a problem, or at least they'd like to talk to you about it. One more time, let's get out the telephone number, twice, of course, and then, of course, the website.
My phone number is area code 707-431-0883. Again, that's 707-431-0883. And the website is programmertom.com.
ProgrammerTom.com. Okay, I'm learning it myself. Well, basically, of course, I just hope that some of the people out there, the listening audience, will actually at least want to inquire and look into this very much. Because, of course, while we're still here, while we certainly have to be able to function effectively, and of course, one of the biggest things, a waste of time sometimes, is simply getting on the telephone and talking. It's very nice. But unfortunately, when you have a job to do, why, of course, you can waste so much time just talking. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners, Tom, this evening?
Well, we discussed a few different things that I've done, but it seems like nobody has hired me to do the same thing twice. I'm always doing something new and always learning something new, and that's what I like so much about this business. So I look forward to hearing from you. Please give me a call. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, well, give Tom a call and at least find out if he can help you. But, of course, certainly businesses need to have proper software, whether we have a professional office, everybody certainly needs to begin thinking about how we're going to be working more efficiently. Tom, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk to you real soon.
God bless you too, Stan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines in the last half hour, so if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That basically, of course, somebody had called the other night and wanted to know if I'd ever talked to Lindsay William about the danger of an EMP attack. And, of course, I told them that I had talked to him. I'd asked him several times to contact the people he knows within the hierarchy, the people who work within, I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and ask them what their impression was of the threat of an EMP attack. And I'm going to tell you what he said. But before that, if you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I sincerely believe, after 50 years of studying what's going on in the world today, that the threat of an EMP attack, either a solar incident or it was simply one missile with one nuclear weapon detonated 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska, would certainly destroy America. As the greatest threat we have, and it would happen instantaneously, there'd be no warning and there'd be no going back. And the America that we know would cease to exist. And people sort of say that really couldn't be true, but unfortunately it really is. There have been at least two congressional commissions and two or three others, certainly congressional investigations, and there have been other people in Washington, D.C. who've studied this. And basically, of course, every Republican congressman, every Democrat congressman, every independent in Congress, when this was brought up for a vote in 2000, I believe it was 2011, to do something to protect America from the threat of an EMP attack, they all agreed and nothing got done. And it doesn't make sense. We're talking about the death of 90%, or as much as 90% of our population. Maybe it'd only be 60%, but certainly it's been estimated as much as 90%. Certainly on May the 21st, in the Wall Street Journal, an article by Peter Pry and James Woolsey. James Woolsey just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I know I've interviewed him in the past. He's former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He's been an ambassador. He's part of the establishment, but he's writing an article that appeared in the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal on May 21st, warning of the danger of an EMP attack. The following day, an article in the Washington Times, I thought it was the Post, but it was the Washington Times, by Frank Gaffney, who is certainly a conservative pundit, talking about the threat of the EMP attack on America and pointing out that as many as 90% of the American people could be dead in 6 months to a year. Total chaos, total bedlam, total collapse of society. They said they ran a serial, a weekly program on the NBC for the last year called Revolution. It was the story of what happened when the electricity went out in America. And basically, of course, the whole story was actually carefully researched based upon the findings of the Congressional Commission and other people who have evaluated the threat and the danger. It's a fascinating adventure story and rather shocking, but lots of violence, and it was well watched. In fact, popular enough, it's going to be back again next year. But, of course, the people who put this program out, Revolution, based this upon the threat of an EMP attack. But if you stop and think about it, now, certainly I would point out that the article on May 21st in the Wall Street Journal said that there are only four countries in the world, only four countries in the world that are prepared for an EMP attack, and it named them as England, Israel, South Korea, and Taiwan. So basically, the article written by Peter Pry and James Woolsey, I've interviewed James Woolsey in the past, but I don't feel completely comfortable talking to him because, of course, of his association with the elite. Now, not everybody in the Council on Foreign Relations is a bad person. I've talked to some people there who I thought were really sincere, misguided idealists. But, of course, I just feel a little bit ill at ease about this. So I talked to Peter Pry, who I've interviewed a number of times. And I said, I called him last Saturday. I needed a guest for my Saturday program. And he was good enough to come on short notice and pre-record a program with me. But I asked him, my understanding is that at least England and Israel are prepared for an EMP attack. That's what the article said. But Peter said, no, that isn't true. England and Israel begin to prepare for this, and probably this next year they're going to start to harden their facilities. So if there is an EMP attack, it will not disrupt the structure of their society. But of course, and so I said, well, which countries are adequately hardened? Because I'd read the article in the Wall Street Journal through several times. And his remark was, well, certainly China and Russia are the only two nations in the world that are prepared for an EMP attack. Israel and Great Britain or Israel and England are going to begin preparing next year, presumably. But only Russia and China prepared for the danger of an EMP attack, and their societies would not be eliminated if there were to be an EMP attack. And then, of course, he told me about this one mountain that they have in Russia that they've hollowed out where they can put in, and his term was hundreds of thousands of people. Hundreds of thousands of people in this mountain where these people would be safe in case of a cataclysmic event. Either a nuclear war or an EMP attack, and they're prepared. And, of course, we do know they have other facilities across their country, all across their country to protect the people. And here in America, we have no protection. doesn't make sense. Why don't we read about this? Basically, you know, have you noticed whenever there's a gun violence anywhere in the country, we hear about it over and over and over again. One person gets shot. But basically, they're focusing our attention on this because they want to get through gun legislation and they want to, of course, disarm the American people. The media in America is controlled by the establishment and they're withholding the information of the danger of an EMP attack. And the question is why? And then, of course, basically, when I asked Lindsay Williams, why, what do the elitists tell you? And Lindsay not only knows the gentleman in the family, who I personally know and I've talked to in the past, but I can't put his name out because, in respect to Lindsay. And then, of course, Lindsay also knows the wife, who he says he's much closer to him in many, her in many ways. He says he's talked to both of them at my behest to find out what the elite are doing as far as the danger and threat of an EMP attack. And he said it was the most amazing thing. Neither of them would answer the question. Neither of them would answer the question, which, as far as I'm concerned, says a great deal about what this is about. Obviously, they know there's a problem, or I would assume they know there's a problem. And they know, certainly, that they've made arrangements to take care of the elite. They have facilities all across America where the elite will go in case of a cataclysmic event. But, of course, there'll be no support for the average individual. There'll be total chaos. Well, let me go to Tim, who's calling us from New York. And then we have Bob calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
All right. How's it going, Dr. Stan?
No complaints at all. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I've had your show on just about since it came on the air tonight, and then I was on the phone and was really listening in for about the last 15 minutes, and I really liked what you have to say. It's like, you know, what might happen in an EMP attack is getting much more, you know, clear, and I think you're really getting the message out about it. I guess I think I heard quite a while ago one of your guests was saying something about, you know, that you would want to use like maybe a landline telephone would work, you know, not like a cordless phone, but something that didn't much electronics in it, but I don't think it would because there'd be no electricity.
No, I don't think so it would. No, I think that we would lose we would lose the landlines, the electricity, and weather. Of course, I think it'd knock out most of our satellites, I don't think the cell phones would work either.
Yeah, and they can't, they won't be airing the program again about the electricity going out if there's no electricity soon.
Well, at least
we won't have that either.
At least I'll be able to have a little 5 extra hours a day. But I hope and pray that I'm absolutely wrong. But my gut feeling is I'm not, and this is why I keep reiterating this over and over again. And I hope our listeners don't get tired of hearing me, but they've got to keep hearing us until either we take some action, we get something in the lines to protect them, to protect the American people, because it's not a matter of if, but when this will happen. It'll either happen by a nuclear attack or by assault and a gigantic solar flare. We're approaching here in the rest of this year, the maximum solar activity in an 11-year cycle. And it could very well happen before the end of this year. As I say, it's not a matter of if, but when this happens, it would be so easy. For a few $100 million, we could protect our major cities where the real chaos would be. For about $2 billion, we could protect the entire nation. We give that amount to Pakistan every year. Why aren't we doing what's logical? Well, of course, if you've heard my talks on Agenda 21, you know that basically they really want to eliminate 90% of the population of the country, 90% of the population of the world. These people are not rational, but they hold the reins of power. And if you see what they say about the danger of an EMP attack, there could be 90% of our population would be dead. They want, of course, to get us out of our homes. And basically, that's exactly what would happen. Basically, they want to deindustrialize America, and that's exactly what would happen. They want to get us out of our cars, and that would happen because we wouldn't have we wouldn't have gasoline readily available. They'd be able to probably get a diesel for their buses, and we'd be riding buses, we'd be riding trains, and they would see that these things worked, but we would not have access to our cars. And everything that is laid out in the Agenda 21 concept that would change the way we live and travel, and if we were allowed to live, but basically it would change the entire structure of our society. The so-called writhing or retching transformation of America that Sidney Al Gore has talked about in the past. So that was the creative destruction that Alan Greenspan has talked about. Go ahead.
Sorry. Just a couple other questions. I guess we'll be riding bicycles. I guess that's something that we'll be able to do, you know, when and if it happens. I've been trying to stock up a bit on water, but that's tough. You know, I live in an apartment building. I mean, I think I heard quite a while ago one of your guests or something talking about having like a, you know, people that own their own homes having like a big, you know, water storage tank or something. You know,
absolutely.
In the
basement, and if there's any well, you can get a well in with a hand pump on it. You can get a hand pump that'll bring water up a couple of hundred feet. And of course, if you can't, why, of course, you can always use that if you have access to a generator, but then you have to have access to either propane or gasoline or diesel to run it. And then, of course, the sound would attract. And basically, there got to be total chaos, and certainly in our cities.
And the generators, I guess. You have to shield them with like a trash can or in a metal shed. I've heard some of your guests
talking about that because basically
the coils and the electronics in there.
Well, if you have electronics in it, yes. But if you have just plain old-fashioned generator, you know, runs with a two-cycle engine, that would not be shut down. Anything with a computer in it, though, would.
Right, yeah, most of them are four-cycle. I used to do small engine work, but I think they do have a small amount of electronics in them, maybe a little board or something in there.
Well, if they have a board in them, why, that they're certainly not going to be safe then. We won't know until it happens, but the thought is that we would lose most of our ability to have the life, this wonderful utopian life we've had. And I would suggest that you seriously think about what you would do and where you would go, because you're not going to be able to survive in the big city. I would tell you that quite honestly. And I will tell you that the people who really study this have made arrangements in one way or another for themselves and their families to get out of the big city and try to actually have a place they can go to or work with other people so that there'll be a support system. But we need to do this. We need to do it now. And everybody's not going to do it. Most people are going to simply laugh at us as these crazy, nutty people who thought the world was going to fall apart with Y2K. Well, I will tell you, Y2K was a real problem. And they spent billions of dollars repairing the computer programs. But they spent billions of dollars and they prevented it. The trouble is today they're not spending the $2 billion that they need to protect America.
So we're giving it to Pakistan, like you say fairly often.
Right. Okay, well, do you have anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, I think you thoroughly answered my questions and have given me more insight. I mean, it's tough if you don't, you know, you don't have much money or, you know, to prepare for this, but like I think I'll be able to prepare a little bit more than I thought I could. I mean, just even having more water and stuff around, that's a step in the right direction.
Get water and also get yourself a Berkey water filter, and I don't care whether you get it from us or somebody else. But
your catalog. I will order one.
Okay. God bless.
I'm sick of the Brutas. I don't think those things are very good.
Okay. God bless. Thanks
very
much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Bob calling from Michigan. Hi, Bob. Question or comment?
Dr. Stan, it's nice to talk to you again.
Glad to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I sure do. I wanted to remind you, I've mentioned this to you in the past, that there is another group of people out there in the Christian community, like Rush Dooney and Gary North and Gary DeMar, people like that, and myself, who are optimistic. I'd like to remind you that in the 1800s, in the 1700s, and the 1800s, there was virtually no such thing as dispensationalism, and almost the entire church expected the gospel of Jesus Christ to fill the earth and for the nations to be Christianized. And we had a winner's attitude back then, and I think because of dispensationalism, which crept into the Baptist churches and the, you know, the charismatic, the Assembly of God churches, I think that dispensationalism has been very destructive. Instead of working for reformation, instead of working and expecting to win, you have pastors basically saying, well, just go get some souls saved, because everything's going to get worse and worse. It's going to end up in a 7-year reign, one world government with the Antichrist at the top of it, and that's where we're headed. But I know you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I sure am trying, Dr. Stan. I would love it if you would have Gary DeMar on as a guest and just open up to this idea, you know, maybe the Bible is postmillennial. Maybe it does say that things are going to get better and better over time, even though America may collapse. But something else I want to say
that,
hold that thought.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you said. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Greater Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, our caller during the break was a gentleman who's a supporter of Gary DeMars. And, of course, Barry, of course, is a post-millennialist. He believes that these things have happened in the past and that great things lie ahead for us. I wish and I hope and pray he's right, but I fear that when a nation turns against God, God withdraws his blessing from that nation, and barring a massive awakening in this country and barring a massive revival, I don't think that America is going to survive as a free and independent nation, but I pray that I'm wrong. Under any circumstances, my job is to try to get people to understand what's going on, to understand the forces aligned against freedom, and hope and pray that there will be a great revival. I know that the only way this will happen is if God wants it to, but I believe that our job is to let people understand the truly demonic forces that are directing the course of events that are unfolding in America today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to get it and read it. This is a DVD. If you haven't got the syllabus goes with that, you should have. And then, of course, you really ought to get the talk by our good friend Michael Shaw. It's called Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. So there's my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and Michael's talk on Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. And there really is a plan that's being implemented today to destroy the infrastructure of this nation and, of course, basically to eliminate large segments of the population, to create a chaotic situation to deindustrialize America, to get people out of their cars, and basically to certainly destroy the infrastructure of our nation and to force people into different type of housing. And the only way I can see this would come about would be a cataclysmic event like an EMP attack, either that or, of course, a solar flare attack that would totally transform America overnight. You need to get the 4-CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack, or the DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like, of course, to get other information on the threat of an EMP attack, we have the Heritage Commission report. We have all sorts of information that's available. If you could just call us at 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can actually listen to our program on the Internet 4 hours a day live. You can actually listen to our other archive programs 24 hours a day. You can actually watch our DVDs. You can certainly you can read our newsletters. You can read my Population Control Agenda monograph. We have a section there called Other DVDs on the Web or Other Videos on the Web. And basically, you'll find all sorts of fascinating material. There's a great deal on our website, many links on our website at RadioLiberty.com. But basically, of course, the major things there would be the ability to listen to our programs and to watch our DVDs. So again, the website is RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. We hope you'll tell others. And then, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. In a solemn prayer, life with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christians and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's a Jewish investigative reporter who have worked for 30 years in Israel, and of course broke a number of stories, very embarrassing, to the people, the corrupt people who run and direct the course of Israel, to the point where, of course, there were threats against Barry's life, and he was forced to come to the United States. And that's, of course, why we try to have him on a regular basis, to keep us abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land. Barry, go right ahead. What is really going on today?
Yeah, it's not good. You're talking really... I've been getting reports that are of high officials who are really frightened. I'm going to go through a few of them. Again, this isn't necessarily from friends and people I know. This is high officials. We'll start with Deputy Defense Minister, that's Danny Danone. Now, Israel had drills this week. Two in one day, which, by the way, is very unusual. And how do we explain when a whole country goes into a drill? I don't think you can get that in America. In Israel, you can. Well, Danny Danone, what he said is that thousands of people are being prepared to seek shelter in Samaria. Samaria is in the northern West Bank, nearby to, the coast of Israel, not nearby to Tel Aviv exactly, but Kfar Saba and places like that. It's just 2 minutes away. Danone met with the Samaria Council Director. If you need to know, his name is Gershon Masika, during the security drill. And, Masika... and Danone described a plan that the Arabs are going to hit Tel Aviv, which is full of Jews, but they won't hit Samaria because of all the Arab villages.
They're going to hit them with missiles? Are you going to hit them
missiles.
With, are they going to have a gas on them or what?
They could have anything on them. We'll talk about the possibilities. But what they're saying is to get out of Tel Aviv, which is going to be suffering a major missile attack, and go to Samaria, which in some cases is only half an hour away.
Well, basically, of course, this is what we've heard from our people over there. Certainly, Cheryl, who lives over there, has lived there for 14 years. And Cheryl, of course, gives us a report every month, and she gave us a report just less than a week ago, I think it was last Thursday evening, saying essentially what you're saying, that the people in Israel today are having regular drills in preparation for the very real possibility of a missile attack, and because they're very concerned about the possibility of a gas attack upon their nation. The average American really doesn't understand that the people in Israel feel war is imminent. War is hell, ladies and gentlemen. It's not thrilling. It's not exciting. War is hell. People get killed. They get slaughtered. They get crippled. And Chris Berry now is getting some of the same information we are. Right ahead, Berry.
Do I have much time?
Well, basically, we'll get you in just a moment here. But
I heard the music.
Yeah, you do. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. But I guess it's Barry Shamish. I don't want you to hear what he has to say. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish, bringing you up to date with what's really going on in Israel and not all the pap you're getting through the regular media. Go up.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Stan, I guess Barry Shamish. Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah, a little background. Israel has fought a missile war against Gaza now for 10 years more, maybe, and it's lost. The Negev, which has been hit and Sderot and so forth, well, they're nightmares. And Israel fought a war with Hezbollah in 2006. Northern Israel evacuated. Israel has been weakened. It's beyond belief. We won't talk about the results of clearing Jews out of the Gaza Strip. My Lord, it turned it into a missile center against Israel. Look, Israel did not win the war in 2006 with Hezbollah's rockets and is facing all kinds of rockets coming out of Syria coming up.
But they could have won the war. They just weren't allowed to. America intervened and told them they had to pull out. And basically, Israel does what the people in the United States tell them to, because, of course, instead of as many people would try to convince you, the Zionists running Washington, D.C., it is the people in Washington, D.C. who tell Israel what to do. Yes, there's some people in Washington, D.C. who are Jewish, who have a lot of power, but they are not really Jews. They're part of this labor Zionist movement that that Barry talks about and their loyalty is not to Israel, and basically forcing Israel to make concessions of both, certainly with the war in Lebanon, the war in Gaza, and basically, of course, meant that Israel lost those wars, and basically, of course, as a result, is much more vulnerable today. You go right ahead.
Well, here's what Danone, again, Deputy Defense Minister Danny Danone, here's what he said this week. Well, here's a direct quote. We need to prepare for the possibility that we may have to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people to Samaria.
May have to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people to Samaria. You're talking about Jews out of Tel Aviv. Go ahead.
Well, out of the coast, the whole coastal region is going to be hit. But this is not, again, I'm not quoting people I know, and this is the deputy defense minister preparing. Is look, there's no room, there's nowhere to go. All right, Samaria has got lots of Arabs in it, so they think they won't be hit by missiles. That's all that's left. Now, at the same time, you've got two drills on the same day, and again, try and imagine every city in America is being stopped twice for military drills. That's what happened. Now, same day, Prime Minister Netanyahu ordered personal protection kits, which include, of course, gas masks, distributed to all Israelis. This is in the wake of news that Assad in Syria has been using chemical weapons in his own war, and well, he won't hesitate to use them against us. All right, that's the implication, and you don't have to be a genius to figure out there's immense danger in the region. Now look, there is a war in Syria, and it is flowing all over the place. Now, up to last week, only 42% of Israelis had these kits because the government apparently didn't have the finances to distribute them. But Netanyahu changed that, and in order to make 100% of Israelis equipped with gas masks. By the way, I know a teensy bit about gas masks. They only work once. You're in a gas attack, look, you've got a mask with a steel canister. The canister is filled with gas. You can't use it twice. That's great for the first attack, but my goodness, are you in trouble the next one? Nonetheless, the government is going to pay, well, 1.6 billion shekels. It's divide that into, it's about $400 million. And, well, the government can't afford that, so they're going to increase the Social Security amounts. That's not the issue. The issue is, why is the Deputy Defense Minister telling Tel Aviv to get ready to evacuate to Shomron? Why are they suddenly finding the money for the gas masks? Oh, my goodness. And
well, I'm sure the reason is because they really are worried that there's going to be a major incident. I don't think that it's imaginary. I think it's really very real. And I think the threat is real. I'm glad at last they're finally getting the gas masks out. But I don't know why they've waited so long.
Oh, I think we're at the final hour now. I mean, really, it's getting scary. Bashar al-Assad, he's the Syrian president. He told the media this week, that he has received anti-aircraft missile systems, the S-300s, and he said that next time Damascus would immediately retaliate against Israel if there was an attack, which there was against Damascus a couple of weeks ago. And he said that he would liberate the armed groups working to free the Golan. I mean, he was pretty bellicose talk. And, you know, that's his way. But nonetheless, Nasrallah, now that's the head of Hezbollah. He's not talking just bellicose. It's beyond that. He's talking terrified. And I would take this very, very seriously. He has to bring Assad. He has to make sure he wins. Right?
Now, basically, first, the head of the Hezbollah suddenly has committed his forces there to help Assad in Syria. Suddenly, Hezbollah wants Assad to win. And basically, of course, I hate to say this, but the best thing for Israel would be for Assad to win. At least suddenly they had a truce between Israel and Assad. If the other side, the ones that we're backing, the radical al-Qaeda rebels, the United States is backing when, then they're going to utilize certainly that as a base for an attack on Israel. They'll end up with the chemical weapons they'll use against Israel. What we're doing over there is madness. America is doing everything they can to create a situation where Israel can be destroyed. Why would we, in heaven's name, be backing the radicals, the al-Qaeda people who are attacking Assad, who hate Israel? Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's an issue of six of one, half dozen of another. I mean, listen, Assad has been supplying Hezbollah, which launched a missile war against Israel that almost succeeded. I
remember Hezbollah probably has close to 50,000 missiles, and basically they have a close relationship with Assad, and Hezbollah has not launched those missiles against us, Israel. In other words, there's a standoff there, but at least they have not attacked Israel.
They most certainly have.
Well, but they haven't done it recently.
Okay, recently, 2006.
Right.
It's not an ancient memory yet.
Okay, fine.
7 years ago, there was a major war.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that right now they have a truce, and the last thing we would want would be to have Hezbollah start lobbing missiles into Israel. It would be devastating. Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's a mess. All right. You're taking one possibility of many. There are so many options for this to spread, and all right, that's one option. But don't underestimate that if Assad falls, Hezbollah is finished, right? I mean, and that's why they're really, they're throwing everything at Syria to keep Assad in power. And this, look, Hezbollah's power hinges on Assad surviving. Okay, don't underestimate the soup that's being stirred there. Now, look, if Assad loses, Hezbollah would lose its sway over Lebanon. I mean, you have to look at it from the point of view. Hezbollah is waging a fight for its life. Okay, it's not a minor incident. Now, look, Nasrallah is throwing all his manpower into Syria to defeat the anti-Assad forces. Because if they win, my goodness, is Lebanon going to be a legitimate target for retaliation? It already is. There's missiles aimed at Beirut. At the Shiite neighborhoods, but if Assad falls, it's gonna be a slaughterhouse in there, and don't underestimate that. They have to fight for Assad. So it's not a conflict. Hezbollah wants to fight, but it's a desperate fight for them. If Assad falls, they fall.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You can tell from the tone of Barry's voice, and I agree with him, that this is a terrible situation over there, a crisis which the average American really doesn't grasp. I mean, they focus our attention on certainly the upcoming football season, on the golf, and basically on all sorts of, well, somebody gets shot in some obscure town in America. One person's killed. We hear about that day after day. But the really important things, as far as the very survival of Israel, certainly the unfolding drama taking place over there, they play that down. They don't focus our attention on it. We're being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamish. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're talking about the unfolding terror that's taking place, the unfolding catastrophe that's taking place in Israel, certainly there, and in Syria, and in Lebanon, and that whole part of the world. Barry, you pick up the story.
Yeah, again, I'm going to... Now, I usually don't quote this Carolyn Glick. Her perspective is so deluded, it's depressing. But this reflects, the utter worry of Israelis. In her tone has changed. I mean, this woman is so confused. Look, she begins by quoting the home front defense minister. Didn't know there was one, but apparently there was, Gilad Erdan. And he's warning that that Israeli population centers will be hit by Syrian ballistic missiles. We have to be prepared for the worst case scenarios, including Scud missile launch, chemical weapons attacks on Israel's metropolitan centers.
And that's exactly what Cheryl told us last Thursday evening, that basically, of course, she needed to get a gas mask. She had a couple of them, but they needed a new type of canister because of a new type of chemical weapon that they're concerned about. Go right ahead. But basically, all the Israelis are trying to get these new gas masks to protect themselves. Go ahead.
Well, more, again, I want to stress this, that tonight I'm not digging into, below the surface. This is the surface. This is Israelis. Well, he's a home front defense minister, and he's just saying get ready for Scud missile launch, chemical weapons attacks on Israel cities. And look, again, this woman, this Carolyn Glick, is, how do we put this, deluded, all right? She doesn't have a grip, and we'll get to it. But she reflects the fear. All right, I'm going to go. She quotes Air Force Commander now, okay? Now we've got Major General Amir Eshel. And what does he say? Quote, the chance of war breaking out at any time is extremely high. And then he goes on to remind us, like we need a reminding, that Syria has a massive arsenal of advanced missiles, all kinds of them, lots and lots of chemical and biological weapons, advanced artillery. I mean, Israel is not facing a minor terror group. This is a very well-stocked country. And what he says is, and again, he is the Air Force commander, Syria is collapsing before our eyes. No kidding. If it collapsed tomorrow, we could find its vast arsenal dispersed and pointing at us.
And basically, Chris, he's talking about the rebels who we are backing, getting all those weapons and pointing them at Israel, which doesn't make sense. Why are we backing people who would actually attack Israel? It doesn't make sense. But we live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Barry.
Again, six of one, half dozen of another. All right, there is no good in this. There's no choice of someone we should be rooting for. And, well, let's go on with Eshel again. The Air Force will have to operate at 100% of its capacity to clear a path for ground forces to operate in Syria. That's a mighty big operation, and a lot of people are going to die in it. Let me tell you, for anyone who thinks the Israeli army can produce miracles whenever it wants, that's a bad operation. all to prevent this arsenal from being dispersed or used against Israel. That's his plan. I hear the music.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when.
Okay, and then she quotes the IDF chief of staff, that's Benny Gantz, that we are going to be finding ourselves fighting a three-front war. He means Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. Just keep in mind, Hezbollah is fighting for its very existence. So is Syria. Iran can recover.
And because I wouldn't count Egypt completely out, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
Oh, maybe Egypt will throw itself in there.
Hope and pray that we're wrong on that, but we're doing everything we can to equip. Then we'll be back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear a leap.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Michael calling from Michigan. Michael, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. I'm wondering, where did they get the missiles, Syria? And, you know, it's Russia. Time to start taking this. Real quick, it's time to start taking this serious. Dr. Stan's been telling us for a long time that they were listening to our phone calls. These guys been doing this stuff for 50 years, and this is not a joke, and we need to start doing something and listening to the people that have been doing this.
Okay, Michael, well, let's just stick on this part of the program with what's going on over in Israel and Syria. And Michael's calling and asking, where did Syria get all these missiles?
Russia.
The Russians?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So should answer your question, Michael. Basically, they got them from Russia, and certainly the Russians have advanced technology. Well, the Russians are arming Assad, and basically, of course, we're arming certainly the rebels, and Syria, Saudi Arabia and Qatar are joining in. Certainly England and France are helping us arm the rebels. What is Turkey doing? Do you know what's Turkey's status in this whole thing? Barry?
Yeah, well, they're training the rebels.
Okay, fine.
Look, that's a separate issue.
Okay.
The fact that the Americans...
Well, anything else you want to ask, Mike, before we let you go?
Yeah, remember when, World War II and everything, that we were supplying the Russians, right? And then... So you think it's still the same old game, I think that it's... Are the Russian troops on the border right now? They got troops there? No.
No, they don't. No. They don't have Russian troops there. But basically nothing as it appears to be. But the one thing is that the Russians are on one side and we're on the other. And, of course, the people in Syria and in Israel are the ones who are going to get damaged in this, at least for the time being.
I would hope that Israel would attack them first, don't they?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think we're on the very verge of some dramatic changes over there. And Michael, just pray for the people of Israel, but pray for the people of Syria too, but pray for peace in that area. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out, but I think terrifying and terrible things are going to happen. God bless. Thanks for calling.
I think we need to pray for our own people because we can't be just sitting around. Ezekiel 33, you're supposed to warn them, so these Americans will be held accountable for letting us go on.
You're absolutely right. Hey, God bless, and thanks very much for calling. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Shamish. And we're talking about the disastrous situation over there. I said in between Israel and Syria and Lebanon and this whole area is a seething cauldron. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about who's going to be the quarterback, certainly for the Patriots. Well, basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And note how the media focuses our attention on unimportant issues and totally ignores the vitally important issues that can change the course of humanity. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books, and how they get to your PayPal button. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Barry, how can people find your articles and your books?
Yeah, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Look, write my name in the search box. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chalmers. That gets you to almost all the books. The new one, The Stinger, Not the Stung, is separated. You have, and by the way, people really like it. It's only a few months old. That's called The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's at lulu.com. And my website is barrychalmers.com. And my webmaster is alive. And I spoke to him this week, but he's not well. Well, here's hoping. That's Tom Mack. So at barrychalmers.com, there is a PayPal button. And I am awfully grateful, and I show it if you pitch in. And actually, I'll answer the last caller. He was talking about the Americans. Look, again, this Carolyn Cook article, I'm only quoting it to show you how utterly nutty they've become. Now, I'm going to quote the article. Get ready. Since the outset, the U.S. has had only one good option for intervention. It could have operated jointly with Israel to destroy Syria's missile arsenals and confiscate its weapons of mass destruction. That is the only sure bet the U.S. had. Every other action came with high stakes. But rather than take a sure bet move, at every turn, the Obama administration has opted for the most dangerous action with the smallest possible payoff. What is this woman circling Jupiter? You know, what she figures is they're really stupid. That's what gets me. The depth of reporting. And by the way, this is probably as good as it gets. With some fringe writers who are digging in, but aren't given, they aren't listened to. This is about as good as it gets. She goes and analyzes that Obama chose Erdogan, the Turks, to back the rebels, and they back the rebels with a Muslim Brotherhood, and, well, what can you say? If they win, it's not going to be very good for Israel either. Look, whatever the Americans have done to Israel, and don't underestimate this, it wasn't so long ago that we had territory to defend. Now we don't. Now we have to run to Samaria in the case of the next attack. It's an awful, awful scenario, and this is coming from the leaders of Israel. That's what I want to stress back. It's the leaders now who are, I don't know, I guess they've decided not to kid the citizens anymore. But here is what this Carolyn Cook says. Get ready. We have a consensus that we must win in the coming war with Syria decisively, whatever the cost. And for that consensus, we have one man to thank, the late Hafez Assad. It's so superficial. This is just a very scared, dumb writer. But it's as high a level as you get. At least she recognizes that the Americans are doing everything possible to sink Israel.
And as incredible as it seems, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We won't get into why there are people and Washington, D.C., who want to destroy Israel, but I really believe it's true. We've done everything to force them to give up so much of the land that they got during the 67 war. We forced them out of so much of Israel and to make concession after concession after concession. And now, of course, Israel has been really reduced to a much smaller community where the people are jammed together. And basically, of course, Israel was triumphant in its wars, but of course lost the peace because of pressure applied by the United States. Why? Well, that's for another evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you hear from the people over in Israel? What is their attitude? Because this lady's writing and she's bemoaning what's going on, but I know you must have lots of contacts over there.
Yeah, but I am going for the leadership this time around. The people there know there's war in the air, but they don't act scared so far. They don't act scared, but they don't know what's coming either. Look, I'm going to just finish off with this article. Jesus, all right, here's what she writes, that we faced Lebanon in 2006 and Gaza in 2005, and we lost them both. Finally, at least somebody is saying it. The lack of consensus regarding our strategic imperative to defeat our enemies in Gaza and Lebanon caused the IDF to fail in its campaign in both theaters. Oh, this stupid, stupid, stupid woman. That's the depth. That's how far she goes. Look, what you've got right now as secretary, what is it now? Kerry Kagan and Susan, whatever her name is, they're all CFR. The whole gang are, look, I don't want to dive into what Sabbateanism is and so forth. But you got it running your foreign policy, and they're having a ball in Syria, and they just can't wait to see what a mess Israel is going to find itself in.
Well, but for our listeners out there, Sabbateanism is a movement within the an aberrant movement within the Zionist movement, which is made up of Jews who hate the Jewish race and who are doing everything they can to destroy
it. Well, they hate the Jewish religion.
But it's what's really going on. Go ahead.
It's the religion. No, I'm not going to dive into this. Let's just say running the United States, the foreign policy of the United States right now, are the worst possible people for Israel in the world. And yes, I could go into, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say who Kerry was and all this. That's for another show. I'm just going to say, boy, has Israel got the worst foreign diplomats at the highest levels in the United States during this critical period. There, I'm leaving it at that, and I'm going to switch subjects.
Okay, go ahead.
Something came up. I got another article sent to me. And this, again, I don't get credit when I deserve credit. But Peter Hunem, he was a reporter for The Observer and the BBC. Anyways, I met him in Israel, and I spoke about the Liberty, which he really didn't know much about.
You're talking about the USS Liberty, the American warship that was attacked in 1967?
Sure am.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, he has got a book out now. And, well, we'll just quote him just to know. It's actually, it's my thesis, but it's been multiplied over the years, all right? Israel, it now appears, it wasn't behind the attack. What he writes is that the American political intelligence and military played the key role in setting up the Liberty. And the reason behind it was for igniting World War III in an operation that was codenamed Operation Cyanide. Intriguing?
Well, I think it is. I think that they obviously, it's obvious that President Johnson wanted to sink the ship and kill all the American servicemen on board. So they have a justification for going to war with Egypt. Whether that was going to go into World War III, I don't know, but there's no question that's true. I interviewed a number of people who were on that ship who'd actually told that they would be sent to prison for the rest of their life or worse, meaning they'd be killed if they ever told the truth. And eventually, 25 years later, why they came to our program and told what really happened. Instead, it's a great 4-CD set of the USS Liberty. Go ahead.
Well, I was pitching in as well before it was popular. And Peter Hunnam apparently really took it seriously. What he says in his latest series is that the, Lyndon Johnson really was not, here's the quote, the unsuspecting victim that has been claimed these past 40 years. Based on relatively new evidence, the attack on the Liberty was actually part of a larger plan, and that the Liberty incident was just one domino in a series whose ultimate goal was a real-life shooting war between the U.S. and the USSR. Had the Liberty been sunk with no witnesses as planned, the world would be a much different place as a result. Now, I want to add, it was so many years ago, but I interviewed an Israeli pilot who was ordered to sink his ship. He saw the American flag, and he dropped his bombs in the Mediterranean. He couldn't do it. And Israel had an hour and a half to sink the ship. If it wasn't for, well, he was thrown out of the military for this, and I think sat in prison for a little while.
Well, God bless him for it. It took courage to disobey an order, but he did what was right and moral, and he saved an awful lot of American lives.
Well, unfortunately, 34, I believe, died.
Right.
But more to the point, they should have all gone to the bottom, and then, you would have had an American attack, which would have rid the Middle East of any Soviet presence.
And that's exactly, of course, they wanted an excuse for a war. They wanted to kill those Americans, and it was right the President of the United States and its prototype of the attack on November 11th, in my estimation. They wanted an excuse to go to war with Afghanistan. They were more successful that time, and they took down the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and the sea. And crashed a plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and didn't leave any wreckage. How could you crash a plane and make a big hole in the ground and no wreckage? And the American people, stupid enough, they look at the sign, they look at the hole, they see no wreckage of the plane, and then they say, well, but of course, we have to believe what the government tells us, because otherwise we think there's a conspiracy. And then we went to war in Afghanistan and killed all those people, which is exactly what George W. Bush wanted. Go right ahead.
Well, it should have been remember the USS Liberty.
Right.
And the justifiable response to it. That should have been our history. And apparently, this Operation Cyanide, that America wouldn't, after it attacked Nasser, would turn to its allies, such as Israel, Britain, strangely Australia, and they would just take over, they would get the Soviet Union out of the Middle East. That was the wacko plan. Who cares how many Americans have to die? It's for the greater good and all this. They're apparently, I believe Peter Hunnam. I met the guy. It's been hushed up, but he's written a series, and it was just sent to me why the Liberty was sunk. And it pretty well fits in with what I wrote many, many years ago.
Because what I actually heard from the people who were actually there, the sailors, who actually had the courage to come forward after being told that they might well be killed or sent to Leavenworth prison for the rest of their lives, if they ever told the truth, but eventually they did. And we have it recorded in a 4-CD set, the USS Liberty. You need to get it and listen and weep. Go ahead, Barry.
It's interesting you should say that. I'm trying to think of the commanders of the Liberty wrote me for a time a while back, and it was very frustrating because they all towed the line that Israel did it and America didn't want their ally to be blamed, so Israel got let off the hook. And I kept trying to tell them that's not what happened, and they wouldn't listen.
Well, because it's so hard, Barry, if you love a country, to believe that your leaders would want to kill your own men. But unfortunately, that's the case.
Well, that certainly was the case.
But I'm agreeing with you, but the difficulty is people are patriots. They love their country. You love your country. It's very hard to accept the fact that you've got people in Israel who are working against Israel. It's very hard for people in America to believe that we have people working in America who want to destroy us. And but they're going to, I fear. I really fear. Go ahead.
Well, you watch what's going on with Syria and Lebanon, especially Lebanon. This Hezbollah, the Sunnis from all over the Muslim world are just ready to pounce. It's going to be a nightmare of a war coming up.
And ladies and gentlemen, really, we're talking about a bloodbath over there. We're talking about thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands dead. Where is the outcry? Why isn't the media talking about it? And it's because the media is controlled. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you'll understand the media is tightly controlled, your reality is controlled, and this is why we do what we do 5 hours a day. Our guest is Barry Shamish, who certainly is an Israeli patriot, and an excellent investigative reporter. We're lucky to have him. Hang on there, because we do have a good way, a guest certainly during the break here. Well, Bruce, do you have a question for our guest?
Time I wanted to ask him about Qatar. Why the undue influence of Qatar? Are there high Sabbateans in charge of Qatar? Do they have any kind of good interest for Israel? Are they someone Israel can work with, or are they even a worse viper than Iran would be?
I don't know how to answer you. I'll be frank. Qatar is a Sunni Arab state, I suppose. I don't know how to answer that. I got to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, they seem to be all over the news media. I listen to a lot of different world news programs, like French News and Al Jazeera, unfortunately, and others. And they're always butting in. And their American groups seem to go over there to Doha also and
I think that going right along with American foreign policies is as Saudi Arabia is. Basically, America takes a position, so, Saudi Arabia and Qatar follow along. Okay?
So America is the tail wagging those big dogs?
I believe that we are the tail wagging the dog, right.
Yeah. Now, another question I wanted to ask him for a long time. Do you think that Turkey is a future threat to Israel?
Well, Turkey already is a threat. Look, they're training the Muslim Brotherhood to be the rebels of Syria. That's not good. Turkey, what shall we say? The people are apparently protesting and unhappy about the leadership they've got there. But it's not going in Israel's favor right now, that's for darn sure.
Bruce, you need to read a book called Crescent Moon Rising, written by our good friend Paul Williams, a frequent guest on our program. Crescent Moon Rising, we carry it, and it goes into a man named Gulen, who actually was instrumental in overthrowing the secular military government there and bringing in this radical government under the current rulers, radical Muslims, and he is working right here. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's one of the richest men in the world, and you've never heard of him. The book, Crescent Moon Rising, okay?
Well, I'm glad to talk with you. I've got 100 other questions. Hope to talk with you again.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much for calling. And Barry, we're out of time. Thank you so very much for being with us. Always look forward to our time together every week.
I feel the same way.
God bless, and thanks so very much. And that's Barry Shamish. And
bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program for tonight.
While the storm clouds gather.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you who listen to our program to help us. And if you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and subscribe to our newsletter. Or you could certainly get our 4 CD sets. And let me specifically recommend the USS Liberty, and we even have a DVD. We have two DVDs. One's put out by the BBC. The other's put out by the people, the survivors of the Liberty. And I think we even have a book on it. It's all available from Radio Liberty. But the 4 CD set would be what I'd recommend, number one. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get Paul Williams' book, Crescent Moon Rising. It'll give you the background of what's going on as far as Turkey is concerned and how this whole thing is being coordinated by the CIA, which is using drug money to actually finance the whole world, the Muslim Brotherhood movement, the whole world revolutionary movement. The CIA is the largest drug distributor in the world today. If you don't believe me, go up on the internet, just type it in your search engine and find out all the articles that are up there. But the last thing they want is for the American people to understand the criminal activity of the people who are working at the highest levels of the American government today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, the books then, again, would be Crescent Moon Rising, Brotherhood of Darkness. The 4 CD set would be the USS Liberty, and of course, then the DVDs would be the two DVDs on the USS Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can ordinarily hear our programs there if you have access to the internet. You can learn how to listen to our programs on the telephone. Ordinarily, you can get our programs, although we've been having some trouble the last few days. But you can hear our afternoon program on the telephone. If you have a KU, a satellite receiver, you can listen to our programs. We have shortwave programs. They're all expensive. It's expensive to keep this whole thing together. But with your help and God's support, why we've been able to do this for the better part of 20 years, and we'll do it as long as God gives us the breath and the ability to continue bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Now, you must understand that certainly we're moving into cataclysmic events, not only in the Near East and the Middle East, but right here in America. Because I am firmly convinced it's not a matter of if, but when we have an EMP event or a solar flare that is going to simply destroy the infrastructure of this country and take us back to the way it was at the beginning of the 18th century. And people say that couldn't happen, and it's because you don't want it to happen. You need to get the 4 CD set, The Threat of an EMP Attack. You need to get the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get the information so that you can help us get the information out, because you can save people's lives. I'm not talking about something imaginary. People must begin to prepare fiscally, financially, and spiritually for the terrible times that lie ahead. And I'm firmly convinced. People say, well, it's cry wolf, you know. That's what they said about Y2K. And that's true. They said there could be a cataclysmic event. But the industry spent billions of dollars to repair that. And for Sydney, $100 million, we can protect our major cities. For $2 billion, we can protect the whole country. And we're not doing that. We give more than that away to Pakistan, but we're not trying to remedy the situation, which really doesn't make sense unless you understand what is planned. Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to watch that. Or Agenda 21, the wretching transformation of America, two DVDs, you need to get them. And to understand the people who really want to kill off the majority of the people in America and throughout the world, you need to get my population control agenda. Get it on the internet or call us and get a copy. The population control agenda, and then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
A whistleblower has come forward. Now, this may not seem like a very big story, but we're going to talk about the interpretation of this, how it may go either way. Because just on the heels of the IRS issue and then the Bilderberg Conference, they're attempting to either divert us in another direction or someone is saying enough is enough. Word has it there's been a split between the CIA and the NSA, according to some sources. Could that be happening? Could there be a coup about to occur? I'm not the only one asking that question. And I think the more appropriate question is, should there be a coup occur? If you're watching television, you are seeing the story of a man who has whistleblown. And the question is he a hero